Perfect. Okay, welcome everyone. This public hearing on the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 20th day of September. Will everyone please join me in saying the Pledge of the Flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have Building Inspector John Whitman and our attorney, John Bailey. To my left, we have Bob Lenartz. Then to my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our recording secretary, Anna Waring Zizzi. If anyone is appearing before the board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, is it incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, August 16th, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same. Do we have a motion?
I'll motion.
Second.
You can fight that one out. Mm-hmm. On the question, Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws and State of New York Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3 in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 20th of September, 2022 at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Okay. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Bob.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do not have a full member board tonight, so we are going to be following special instructions. So in this circumstance, we will need to have three votes to pass any motion. If it does happen to be a 2-2, it will be denied. If you are appearing before us, you do have a couple options. It is completely up to you. We can vote on each case, and you must accept the board's decision. We can hear the case, but postpone the decision until our next board meeting when we have a full board, or you can just postpone until next month and not come before us. So it is completely up to you. So knowing that, can you please read the first?
ZBA file number 2222, Lisa Riska, 18 Autumn Lane, Zoned R2, SPL number 184.06-1-62, Sublot 62, map cover 3707, requests two area variances to construct a utility shed. The first variance is for the shed to be located with a 30-foot front setback. Front yard setback in the R2 zone is minimum of 50 feet, section 144, attachment 15, bulk regulations, supplement 86. The second variance is to locate the shed between the principal structure and the street. No accessory structure shall be located within the front yard or required side yard.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. If Thanks. You wouldn't mind signing in.
Sure.
And then are you okay having a...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And then when you're ready, you can tell us about your project.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I'm here today to request a variance for utility shed on my property located at 18 Autumn Lane. Honestly, through no fault of my own, when I built the house, I was completely unaware that a corner lot had as many limitations and restrictions as it does. But that being said, I did make my desire to my builder of things that I did want or to be able to put on my property, an in-ground swimming pool, a shed, things like that. In addition to the limitations by the corner lot, my lot also has a slope, which makes a lot more of the property unusable. So I guess I was going to say that, you know, kind of the limitations and the hardship by that really limited what we could do with our yard, even though it's a nice sized lot. We had to also put in, we needed to do wheelchair access because we have a disabled family member. So because of the slope of the yard, the way the yard was, we ended up putting a paver patio with using like a ramp to come down to get like emergency access out of the exterior of the building. So that also limits some of the backspace of the yard of where you would have usable area for the shed. So I guess I'm just asking that you kind of consider all those limitations in my request to put in a utility shed. I am willing to make, you know, accommodations and change the area a little bit if that's something that is something that you would desire, and I'm just hoping that you will, you know, consider my request.
Okay. We're going to have the board ask questions now. So we'll start with Dwight.
Did you speak with any of your neighbors about the...
I talked with my next-door neighbor previously that we were interested in putting up a shed, and he had said anything, but I didn't, like, specifically request to talk to anybody. I didn't really realize that that was a great idea, to be perfectly honest.
That's all right. Sorry, it's just, usually when you come before the board for a variance, it's how we do business. We send, Hannah sends out letters to all the neighbors around within a certain perimeter, so they receive the notice and they have the same opportunity to come to this.
I mean, since I've been there, I have received letters from, like, when other neighbors have requested things and no one came and talked to me about it, so honestly, I really didn't even think about it. Like, people have requested things for, like, fences for pools or different things like that, and I just really thought it was kind of something that you just came and, you know, you did, so I really didn't realize that.
That's okay. That's fine. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. Sometimes people talk to the neighbors to get them to come here to support you, too.
Gotcha.
But it's okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay, thank you.
What are you planning on using the shed for if it's approved?
I mean, the shed, when I went to the, basically it would be for storage for probably like a riding lawnmower, you know, snow blower, some garden tools, things like that. I wanted to put a gardening bench inside it because I wanted to be able to do some plantings and things like that and kind of get stuff started ahead of season. But mainly just as like storage for gardening things.
Are you currently storing the lawnmower and snowblower in the garage?
The snowblower is in the garage right now. I don't have a riding lawnmower because we have two cars and we have an extra garage, which we have right now. We have a boat in it, which we actually are selling on Friday. And then that was designed more so if we ended up needing anything, like we were considering getting a wheelchair van type thing to use to transport my brother. Mm-hmm. So that would go in that spot as opposed to being in the driveway. So that's kind of why there's not as much space in the garage that you would have if we didn't have those things.
Now, you had alluded to that you wanted to put a pool in.
As far as the pool goes, I mean, right now there's a lot of limitations. I mean, there's COVID, there's a backup of putting in pools, but there is a spot in the yard. Like, if you go directly behind the house and where the patio and everything ends, based on the rulings of the restrictions for the yard, there is a spot in there that a pool would be able to go in that wouldn't require any variance. The only thing it would require, I believe, is a variance for, like, the height of the fence that you have to put around it, because I think you can only put, like, a 3-foot fence without a variance or something like that.
With a pool, you can do 4.
With a pool, you can do it. And it would be, like, that wrought iron metal fence mm-hmm. around the pool. We would just do it around the pool, you know, if we were able to, you know, do that at a future date.
And the shed would be inside of that fence?
The shed would be outside. No, it would not be inside. I mean, I guess we could I mean, if we needed to, depending on where the shed is, would be where we originally put the request. No, if we did make accommodations and, like, shift it back a little bit further, we could either have it outside of it or we could actually put it in that area. But I believe it would be, you know, it all depends on where I would be allowed to put the shed.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Sheds in the side yard are always very, very difficult to deal with. When I took a look at your property and viewed some of the neighbors, they did have sheds that were in the backyard. How come you can't fit that shed? It would be difficult to construct, but still would be possible. How come you can't fit the shed in the backyard?
A couple of reasons. I mean, when the spot of where it can go, based on what I was told when I went to the building department, in the backyard, with the way the yard slopes down, I think one part there would be a problem with the drainage and everything going down into the shed, I think possibly. I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I think it could be an issue. Is going downhill. I mean, honestly, I'm just thinking it from perspective. My father lives there with me. He's 78 years old. He likes to garden and things like that. I really don't want him walking downhill to a shed, if possible. You know, also, I'm just thinking for the future, you know, it would be in a closer proximity. If it was up further, then it would be more usable with the swimming pool and that than having it so far away to then have to run electrical and all that to the shed for storing pool equipment and things like that at a later date.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So you want to put electricity in the shed?
I wasn't going to do it like right now at this point. Mm-hmm. But I did put that down with Star Construction that I would put the electricity in there. If that was something that I couldn't do, I would be willing to not do it. But then I don't know what I would do for the pool at a later date then.
Okay. Have you considered, I'm going to be perfectly honest, I'm not a fan of side yard sheds. I own a corner lot, so I completely understand. If you were to put it closer, like on the other side of the house, and then potentially get a variance to be closer to that property line or anything?
We tried figuring it, and the way it kind of goes, it kind of, with the way that the house is built, with the way the decking and everything is, it honestly would look more, I think, even if I moved it or shifted it, like, out of the side lot and, like, further back and then in a little bit, because I did bring some pictures out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have.
We have,
but,
yeah.
I think if I moved it, maybe shifted it back and moved it in a little bit, or even consider making it a little bit smaller size-wise, I think aesthetically it would look better on the outside than it is on the inside, just based on kind of how the whole big patio is, I think. But mm-hmm. We did look at it, and when I did call Star, they had recommended a gentleman who came out, and he had actually said that he didn't necessarily say it had to go in that side spot, but he said that other side, that it was a better choice with the way the slope of the yard went to be on the other side. But, I mean, I could look into that. But
How long have you lived here?
The house I took over in 2018 when I had built.
Okay. From when you... So you've been there a decent amount of time. Have you noticed flooding in the back?
Honestly, I haven't, but truthfully, with all the whole time COVID and everything, and when I was working so much and things like that, honestly, I didn't really go down there into the back of the yard. But
not cutting the grass or anything?
I actually was having the grass cut since the yard was so big, and I didn't buy a riding lawnmower because I didn't really have anywhere to kind of put it with the boat and everything like that at that mm-hmm. point. I kind of you know, had someone doing it, so I didn't actually have to store a lawnmower.
Okay.
So, you know, they were doing that. I wasn't looking.
Sounds like Dwight's going to have another question.
Okay.
Do you want to see any of the pictures? There's a lot of copies in here. It's the same thing. Do you have any more questions?
No, I don't.
Do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions either.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't either. So, let me just clean up a little bit. Okay. So, now I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone here? Can I finish, please?
But we have a procedure.
Thank you.
You'll get your chance.
I have a procedure I have to follow. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Now, would you please state your name and your address for the record?
W. Glass, 19 Aspen, just down the street. I'm not a good shit, but I'm one shot. But I don't believe that's a good location. I mean, I would think much better the location would be on the other side of the house. So I understand the cost of putting it in the backyard. I think looking at cost, I think it really impacts. It's a corner lot. It's a beautiful corner lot. It sits high. It's the shed would be right towards the street, maybe halfway. I'm not sure if I'm quite right, but halfway between. So anytime anyone is driving or walking towards the house, you would see the shed. I think that is just the wrong location. I think it impacts the look of the character. I don't know about value, but I do know a lot of us looking for a house. A new build, an alliance, or an existing purchase, I would have a real second thought, a serious second thought, about being anywhere near, or maybe even in a development like Alliance, where there is a shed on a corner lot closest to the road, right on the corner. I think it seems to me, and I feel very plated.
Believe me,
but it seems to me that there's got to be a much better alternative. On the other side, with the variance, as that you were talking about, in the back, which I know is cost, but I think there's a certain cost, hard to quantify it, but there's a certain cost to, maybe not so much to ourselves because we're down the street, but to your other neighbors who may or may not want to say anything tonight. But there's a certain cost of someone looking at a house in the neighborhood with the flat sideline to
the
shed. I'm sure you
thought about it. No, I have thought about it. Can I
just
okay?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I think there must be a better alternative to this.
In addition to that, I will say that I have talked to several of the neighbors, and a couple of them weren't able to come here because they have children in soccer. And no one was in favor of it. I thought about getting a petition, and I just didn't want to start something in the neighborhood. But in addition to what my husband's saying, I mean, again, I feel like it's the first thing you see when you come around the corner, and it's like a mini house in the middle of your neighborhood. It totally distracts, and it brings it. It just does not go with the integrity of our neighborhood as it stands right now.
Okay, thank you. So last time, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting the variance? Okay, so I'm closing the public hearing section, so I apologize, but no more comments from the floor or from you. I'm sorry. Board discussion?
I think that this is more of a corner hardship than typically comes before us. From looking at the survey, it almost looks like they've got front yard, side yards on three sides of their house because the street comes all the way around. Mm-hmm. So I understand the hardship, and I understand the need to store things. But I don't think it's a desirable change in the character of the neighborhood to place it up front and then close to the street like that.
Okay.
Anyone? I agree with Dwight.
Same here.
Okay. That being said, is there a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion to deny the request. I believe it will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood and a detriment to nearby properties. The benefits sought can be achieved in another way. The request is substantial. I think there will be an adverse effect on the impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. Difficulty is self-created, so I make a motion to deny the variance.
Before we get a second, have there been any outside communications?
No.
Okay, and I want to point out that per section 143-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair also. So I'm sorry.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. So can you read the next item, please?
ZBA file number 2322, Buffalo's Best Catering, 3071 Abbott Road, Zone B2, SBL number 151.12-5-1, part of Farm Lot 488, Township 10, Range 7, request an area variance to recontinue the use of the existing non-conforming pedestal sign, notwithstanding any other provisions of this chapter. Any automobile wrecking yard and billboard advertising structure or non-conforming sign in existence in any district on the date of the original enactment of the ordinance from which this chapter is derived shall, at the expiration of 1 year from such date, become a prohibited and unlawful use and shall be discontinued. Section 144-58.
Hi, welcome. So whenever you're ready, you can start telling us about your project.
We're just trying to request the area variance to recontinue the use of the existing non-conforming pedestal sign. Right now it's up there, says it goes 45 as a sign. We're looking to get, we just moved in there in June of 2022, so we're just looking to advertise our business with using the existing pedestal sign. And I think you guys have submitted, so.
Yes.
We originally thought it was grandfathered in, and they had told us, and it was the original date was, I think, 1981, so we're looking to use the existing sign. I think it's better, the area better as a sign right now. It seems like a bit of an eyesore. Been there a little while. So we're just looking to, and since there's electricity in there already, we wouldn't have to worry about the electric. We just possibly need to get it restored. Probably hasn't been used in a while. I think we'd make the better, you know, the sign look better. We're getting some signage on the building as well. Just will help the whole aesthetic of the building and help, you know, promote our business as well.
I'll start with you.
Just to clarify, on the existing sign, I know you're going to change the appearance. Are you going to change the actual sign? Or just the appearance?
So the sign is not going to say Post 45 anymore. It's going to say Buffalo's Best Catering by Camp.
Just the plastic and panels we're switching out. Or we'd like to switch out onto panels.
All right, thank you. I don't have anything else.
Okay. A couple questions. You commented that you're looking to put additional signage on the building?
We have a permit right now.
Okay.
To put a sign on the front of the building in that section right there.
Okay.
So it's actually physically on the building, so you'll only be able to see it when you're on the front of the building, just so people can have a almost like an address type thing on there. So.
Were you planning on retaining that portable sign that's sitting there?
We're hoping to get rid of that once we put our signs up.
That was the hope. It was supposed to begin. They can see us from the street and won't need it anymore.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yep.
They're in the back. I mean, obviously. I mean, we got a little held up with the issue, so we're, you know, obviously hoping, we hope to be farther ahead than we are now.
Thank you.
Everybody asked my good questions. I don't have any other questions. I think it seems relatively straightforward.
Okay. And nothing flashing or moving or just making sure?
No, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
And we're not looking to distract the drivers.
Okay. Okay. So just for like the millionth time, it's going to be the same exact footprint, just replacing the panels, updating internals.
Yeah, getting on. Testing the electric can come, make sure all the electrical is clean, everything's good, changing the light bulbs most likely, and then putting the fresh plastic panels over the front. But the structure itself, we're hoping not to have to change. I mean, it's a 42-year-old structure that's holding well. Mm-hmm. And when you change things like that, it kind of gets very, pretty quick.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Have there been any outside communications?
No.
Okay. So we're closing the public hearing portion, board discussion.
I like it.
I like it too.
Okay. Anyone willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval. I move that we approve the variance for Buffalo Best Catering. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought to be achieved cannot be acquired through any other way other than the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Did you read the per section?
Sure. Per section 143-63E1, all public notices have been filed.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question, Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also, so good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Before you can sign.
I'm
up to sign this stuff.
Good.
They're not going to come until they're done.
Did you ring the bell then?
Hey, we're leaving.
I did ring the bell at Cancer Care.
Yeah. Give me a quiz.
They had a. They make a big deal out of it when you finish. But I went back there last week.
And anyone can sign.
And
we
not
have
with
signatures?
No.
Guy,
at least we've never done that in the past. Anymore.
But just go to the urologist.
Yeah. Nice. We should start buying it.
You know, if you run back in trouble, he's there.
So what'd you learn?
It was interesting, actually.
Yeah,
there were so many rules
too,
about...
Yeah, for 5 years.
I think, like asking if I'm
awesome. Every 6 months.
Yeah.
And for a while,
it's been better than every day, though.
For the next year,
yeah, we have to follow procedures.
When
there's
we'll
probably
uh-huh.
be back again at some point.
He's still better than every day, though.
Might someday.
Yeah.
If you have to go to another meeting, heads up, village meetings are usually super quick. Okay, they're on every other Monday.
That's hard.
Second and fourth
Monday. That got to be a little long.
No, they're at town hall.
Even
they usually last.